This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Alex Cohen. Today, a number of drug companies announced that they'll stop selling some over-the-counter cold and cough medicines for infants and toddlers. Drug makers Johnson & Johnson, Novartis, and Wyeth said they'll take a number of popular children's brands out of circulation, this following a report last month from the FDA which linked overdoses of some of these drugs to the deaths of young children. Joining me now to talk about today's news is Day to Day's medical expert, Dr. Sidney Spiesel. He's a professor at the Yale Medical School and also a practicing pediatrician. Hi, Sid.
Hi, Alex.
Sid, which medications are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about all of the medications that are marked for cold and relief and things like that, things like Pediacare, Triaminic, and the Tylenol drops that have additionally labeled for cold and cough and things like that. There's nothing wrong with Tylenol, but it's the ingredient which is used as a decongestant, which is now almost always for babies, it's phenylephrine.
We mentioned there was an FDA review of some of these medications. What was the finding there? What was the concern about these particular medications?
Well, there have been a bunch of deaths identified in the last 3 or 4 years. There were 54 deaths identified in children under two. The thought was that these medications were overused and possibly inadvertently overused by parents. You know, you have a kid who feels bad and you just want him to feel better. And so people think that this stuff is safe and harmless. And so they just keep giving doses and doses and doses.
So just to be clear here, usually on these packages, it'll say warning, do not exceed X amount of doses. And so are we talking about parents who maybe went ahead and did that anyway?
I think that's probably true. I think people often exceed the dosage listed on medication boxes. There is a little bit of evidence that some people, for genetic reasons, which we are only now beginning to detect, have a variation in a gene which makes them exceptionally sensitive to the effects of phenylephrine. But that really has not been part of this issue. The real issue here is that people have been just overdosing their kids.
So, Sid, you're a pediatrician. Should parents go to their medicine cabinet at home right now and throw out all of the children's cold remedies in the trash?
Well, first of all, this is directed at kids from up till 2 years old. Those are the products that they're taking off the market. Should they do that? Well, maybe they should have always done that, partly because these things have very little effect. They have very little value. Most of this stuff doesn't work.
So let's say you're a parent out there right now and you've got a toddler 2 years old or younger who has a cough or runny nose. What advice can you give?
My advice, which people don't want to hear, is wipe the kid's nose.
That's opinion from Dr. Sidney Spiesel. He's a pediatrician and a professor at the Yale Medical School. You can read his Medical Examiner column at Slate.com. Thanks again, Sid.
Thank you.
Now, some of you attentive day-to-day listeners may have heard us mention that we check in with Dr. Spiesel about an unusual fish that can pose a health risk. We postponed that conversation due to today's news, but we will check in with Sid about the lionfish next week.